Fox's Grove on a damp afternoon, and the last of the bluebells as well. It's goodbye for another year to the bluebells. They're just about going over. But we're in amongst this very alien-looking moonscape of yours in Fox's Grove, aren't we?
Yes, this is the pride and joy of High Ash Farm, certainly for me, Matthew. It's the Badger Set, which is have been here longer than I've been at the farm. They were here as a child, and it's pretty much one of the largest sets in East Anglia. I've been told it's been examined, and there's well over 60 entrances, and some of them, like the mound of soil in front of us, that's about 25 tons out of that single hole. That's an amazing amount. In fact, there's a French word, boule, which we think comes through our language as badger, and it just means earth digger. But if you look badger up in the dictionary, in my dictionary anyway, it's relating to that white stripe down the centre of the head, as though it's a badge. And so that's, we think, where the name comes from. And of course, to badger somebody is to kind of harass them, which relates back to years ago when we used to do badger baiting and have terriers, you know, chasing badgers and fighting in cages. And that's been banned officially since 1992 with a government statute that banned badger baiting and badger hunting and digging badgers. But they still have a torrid time. Obviously, they're being culled, particularly over in the West Country, as candidates for carrying TB, and the road casualties for them are really high as well. So if you're driving on any of our modern highways, so I do feel hugely sorry for them. And it's quite a risk for me to bring you here and publicise the fact that the Badger Set is here, and I've only done it almost by consulting the badgers to see if it's all right. They haven't replied yet, but all over where we're standing there's cameras, and two of the cameras can alert me on my mobile phone at night, and I can be here pretty quickly. And so there's a lot of protection here. And also right behind, oh, they're right in front of us, there's one of the trail cams. And we should be able to enjoy the Badger Set at night, because badgers are strictly nocturnal, with some of the footage. It'll be on High Ash Farm Facebook. And the reason I've brought you here, it's a busy time of the year for the badgers. If you look at what's left of the bluebells, they're all swept down in one way, as though there's been some huge water torrent.
Yes, well, it's all flattened to the ground, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the sow. Sow's female badger. The male is called a boar, and she changes her bedding regularly just after she's given birth. She takes the first, any green growth or any hay on the meadows nearby, she'll carry that in her mouth, take it down in the set. They're fantastic parents. I watch them more or less every night on the cameras, and just watch how they behave. And they're exactly like us. Of course, we're mammals, and so are badgers. And I've learnt to respect and admire the discipline that the sow and the boar have on the cubs. They haven't been allowed out, because they're now 12 weeks old until this last week. They've been kept in the set. They've not been allowed out. They'd get boxed ears if they tried it. Now the sow goes off to hunt. Main diet is worms out on the pastures. And fortunately, there's no roads right close to us, so she's pretty safe. Soon as she's out of sight, you know what teenagers are like? You remember being one, we both can. The four cubs come out and sniff round all in a row, and I managed to capture that bit just after she's left. And they are very naughty, is the only way to describe it.
It's how they learn, though, I presume.
They play fight, they tumble, they jump over each other, they squawk, they scream. And it's bedlam, and that's why, if we just walk around the top of this set a little bit, it looks like a motorway circuit over there. Look, the mounds are polished because there's so much activity. They practice climbing. They go up that little tree there, and there's a fallen tree behind us, and they play on there. As soon as there's a sign of mum coming back, they're back down there like they've been scolded. And I just fall in love with them, really. So hugely active here, and they're protected, so with all I can do to protect them. But because they're in this woodland and their wildlife on this particular farm, and I've taken it on as my job to enhance all the forms of wildlife without discrimination, I love to be able to share it with our audience, you know, on the podcast that we do together. So it's a huge privilege to have this massive variety of wildlife.
They're not easily seen, badgers, are they?
No.
And who could blame them? Because, as you've already mentioned, the persecution over the years,
yes,
it's quite astonishing how they've really survived.
I know, yes. And, of course, they were killed for all sorts of reasons. They have been eaten in the past. In Scotland, you've heard of sporrans. That's made of badger hair.
Shaving.
And shaving. That's meant to be the best shaving brush of all, with badger hair. And, you know, you'd froth up. And my father used one as well, and it was quite normal back then. So I've taken that Norfolk motto, as I often say, of do different, and instead of persecuting them, because they will eat eggs, they'll eat young birds, they're omnivorous. Why I admire them is we had a hornet's nest not far from where we're standing last year, and one of the badgers from this set just came in and dug it out. And I think it must have had stings galore. I've seen hornets in action when they get cross. And regularly, round the ditches on the farm, they'll dig out wasps' nests. They're quite large animals. They'll also dig out bees, bumblebees' nests close to the ground, nesting birds. They'll take the eggs and the chicks.
So they'll climb these trees, will they?
They'll climb trees, and one of their favourite diets in the winter months is to eat the snails, the sycamore trees, quite smooth bark, and they use their long claws. I mean, they are large animals. A large boar badger will be just about a metre long and 12 and a half to 13 kilos. So it's that 26, 27, 28 pounds in weight. So they're pretty hefty. Long hairs on the outside. They're called guard hairs. And they can move extremely quickly, as you will see with the video of the cubs that we hope to put up for this weekend. They just get a shift on, you know, particularly if mum's coming back. You've never seen anything like it. It's like a puppet show. They've gone back down into one of these many. This is their home, one of the set. We call it a set. It's been called all sorts of things over the centuries, but we're pretty much settled on that word now.
All these mounds.
Yes.
And it's quite an extensive area, and yes, I think up the hill there as well.
It goes right through there, through the shrubbery. There's some rhododendron bushes there. And all these, all you can describe it with underneath us is a labyrinth of holes, and that's where all this soil comes from. So it's not just out of one hole. They'll, you know, dig 20, 30 yards underground, then they'll come up and bring some soil up, and they bring the soil out backwards, which if you're here late evening, because they're strictly nocturnal, you can almost get sprayed with the soil. One of the adult badgers will come out backwards, flicking the soil backwards with its feet as it comes. But I just love them to bits, and there's so much to learn from. They do have family arguments. In the past, this set here has had a huge upset for some reason, and they've moved to another wood as well. So we've got two sets here at the farm. And something I discovered by accident, because I was filming a rabbit warren quite close to where we are. Badgers will often share their set with rabbits, sometimes foxes go in. I often see mice going in and out of these holes. And I was filming at a rabbit warren, and I noticed one of the holes had been filled in, and I was quite concerned about that, and looked at carefully, and there were badger prints all over the top of the soft sand. And I moved it because I thought somebody had come in and done some mischief, and I'd only dug down about 10 inches and I found a dead boar badger. And I carefully looked all around me, and I could see a track. It had been brought here by one of the other badgers, and they'd had a funeral. And I'd never come across anything like that. I was astonished and amazed at the same time. Yeah, never seen it. Gosh, I didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't catch it on camera, but the footprints said it all. And they'd covered up the corpse, and obviously it was some kind of funeral that they'd carried out in the Isles of Darkness.
Well, I'm absolutely staggered. Yes. That is incredible. And no sign of them during daylight hours, as Chris has referred to, but beneath our feet, they're there, aren't they? And they probably are aware of us.
I should think they're aware of us, and they come to no harm. They're kind of protected here, particularly by that Government Act of 1992, especially to protect badgers, and I'm grateful for that. But there are still people out here that perhaps might listen to this that would fancy coming to do the mischief, and that's why they're protected by me with the cameras, and this is private woodland. This is their home, and you can understand how you would feel if I came to do you a mischief in the middle of the night. So we're learning to appreciate and understand our wildlife. There's still so much more to learn, and it's a privilege to have them here.